Creation, folks. God created all things, and it says he ex nihiloed. Ex nihilo is a Hebrew term which means to create out of nothing. So God in the eternal spoke forth, and things were created and made visible when God spoke them into creation. So God created all things that we see out of nothing by speaking them into existence. The scripture states in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, the account of creation. In chapter 1, there is an overview. In chapter 2, there is more detail in what God did with creation. For the sake of this lecture, we will just cover what God did in an overview. The scripture states that there was day and night, and this was the end of the first day, and it goes all the way to the sixth day. And on the seventh day, it says that he rested. So God created all things in 6 days, and on the seventh day, he rested. And he concludes by saying, all things were good that he created, meaning that all things were functioning the way he created them to function. In the Hebrew, that's what that term good means, contextually. Now, it's important to note contextually that the word day is the Hebrew word yom. And contextually, it could either mean ages or it can mean a 24-hour period, a day. Contextually, here, through every day of creation, God says it was day and night, and this was the end of the day. So we can conclude contextually that God is referring to a 24-hour day. So when you're reading the text, we let the text tell us what it means. We don't read into the text. So contextually, it's a 24-hour day. Now, going over this overview, it states that God created the heavens and the earth, and that the heavens and the earth were without form, and there was darkness that covered the deep of the face of the earth. And the Spirit of God hovered over the waters. And then God spoke and said, let there be light, and there was light. And then God divided the waters from over the firmament from the waters underneath the firmament, and then their sky appeared. Then it says that God spoke forth for the land to appear out of the waters, and then the land appeared out of the waters. And then it states that God created the greater light and the lesser light, the sun and the moon, and then that he established that there would be vegetation, months and seasons as a result of the sun and the moon and the actual process of seed time and harvest is created. And then God created the stars in the sky. Then it goes on to state that God created all the living creatures of the field and of the sea and all the fowls of the air. And then it states that God created a garden and planted it, and it would be the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden is significant because it's a segue between the eternal and the earth for God to access and have a relationship with man. So God creates out of the dust of the earth the first man, and it's Adam, and he breathes the breath of life into him, and he becomes a living soul. God brought Adam to all of the creatures, and he named them one by one. It's important to note that on the fifth day, when God created all the living creatures, that Ezekiel chapter 1, Ezekiel chapter 10, verses 1, in each one of those chapters, refers to the angels as cherubims. And then in the other chapter, it calls those same cherubims living creatures. So we can conclude that God created the angels as a part of the living creatures in the day five of the account of creation. And after Adam names all of the living creatures, it says that God saw that there was no one found compatible with Adam. So God caused Adam to fall in asleep and then created a helper for him out of his rib, fashioned a woman, and brought the woman to Adam. And then said Adam, this will be your wife, and you shall cleave to her, and when you shall be fruitful and multiply. And whenever children leave the mother and the father, they shall cleave to their wife when they're older. And that word cleave means to stick like glue. And then they shall be husband and wife, and then they shall be fruitful and multiply. And Adam said, this shall be called woman, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. And she was called Eve, which means the mother of all living. So I hope that this gives you some insight into creation and when all things were created. In concluding with this lecture, I would like to make mention that there is no account in the Genesis creation outside of the sun, the moon, and the stars of God making any statement about planets being created. So I hope that that will be something that you ponder as you do your studies, and that you'll look into and understand that there was the sun, the moon, and the stars, and then the sky and the expanse underneath by which the sky is, and that there has been no evidence that anybody's penetrated past the firmament, which is over the earth. So I hope that this will give you some understanding of creation as you further your studies and looking at the Genesis account of God creating all things out of nothing and speaking them into existence, and then him resting on the seventh day. So God created all things in 6 days, and then on the seventh day he rested.